today I'd like to jump right into Scripture. Join me. I'd like to turn to 1 Corinthians to read about us, as it would be. 1 Corinthians 12. And I'm going to start in verse 12 as well. 1 Corinthians 12, 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all of the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not of the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, each one of us, in the body, just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And I cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, rather, or much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and on our unrepresentable parts have greater modesty. But our presentable parts have no need, but God composed the body, having given greater honor to the part which lacks it. You know, brethren, it is within this body of Christ, this body of the church that we have been called to and that we are to grow in. So what are we doing in general to help strengthen this body? And even this week, what are we doing this week? What can we do, I should say, even this week, to help strengthen one another in this body? I guess the question is, what part of the body do we think we really are? You know, is that part based upon, typically maybe based upon our actions? What part are we? You know, God has put us into this church, into this body of Christ, for a particular purpose, for a particular service that we are to do for him, to fulfill his will. You know, it's easy to look around the room and see everybody else's problems. We are a close-knit group, to see everybody's issues. For that matter, you know, the eyes were not designed to see ourselves or to see outward. So it's easy to see other people's problems, see other people's issues. What has been left to those around us? You know, maybe we were meant to really rely on, based upon our opinions, maybe we're supposed to rely on the opinion that really counts, on the being that, as I said, put us here to figure out what we are supposed to do and how we're supposed to work over our issues. You know, to put our own opinion on what we think, where we think others should be, maybe, who we think maybe we are to be in this body. Turn with me to Romans 12. And 16. Romans 12 and verse 16. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. It doesn't matter really what we think others should be doing, what they are doing. We need to think about, we need to have a humble opinion. That is key to fulfilling what God wants us to do within this body, to have a humble opinion of our own actions and our own purpose in this body. And do we then consider ourselves, well, I must be the eyes, I must be the mouth or some other leading part of the body? Well, maybe the more revealing question is, what does everybody else see us as? What does everybody see us and our part of the body as being? Maybe, in fact, we are the pinky toe. Wondering why you know, the brethren wondering why, like, why does this pinky toe, why does this person keep stepping out and stubbing themselves and everything, causing irritation within this body, running into everything they attempt to do when they are trying to lead the body around, maybe. Because all we're doing at that point, if we are, in fact, the pinky toe, is causing discomfort and causing this body to not grow as it should, not be led in the direction that it should. You know, so what is it better than to be thinking of ourselves as? You know, if our hope is to be part of this body, then we are to be happy wherever God has placed us. If we do that, we do well. And we won't be disappointed then if we find out we really are the pinky toe, if we had always been assuming we were the eyes or the mouth. Because we all have some purpose. We all have some place in this greater body to fulfill, as I said, God's will. You know, and through all of this, as we're trying to reassess and trying to figure out what we are to be doing in God's service, we must do this with the idea of humility in the forefront of our mind. That, with that attitude, we will strengthen this body. Romans 14, in verse 19. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another. Seeking peace and trying to edify, trying to build up one another with humility is what will build up this body. You know, we're not going to gain unity with our brethren if our attempt to help our fellow brethren is to point out and try to fix all of their problems. We will gain unity if we are building up, edifying the strengths of our brethren, whatever is not building up within their body. Not focusing on just the weaknesses, but focusing on the strengths of all of us. Focusing on what God has put us here for. If we focus on that and try to help everybody edify and build up that, this body will grow. And it will be ready itself for the marriage supper. You know, if we let somebody climb up on our back to see better, to help them have a better sight of what they are to do, they might just notice what they've left behind. They might rise above the issues they have and thus change, thus help to build, as I said, build up this body. You know, we must, as we are going through, not just this week, but in general in our Christian walk, we must strive to care for others like Christ did. I mean, he was a master at helping and building up those that were either caught in sin or that were terrible sinners. He was fantastic at pulling them up and letting them see the future, see how they could add to his church. You're familiar with the command to remove those that aren't of us. Matthew 18:8. Matthew 18 and in verse 8. This is Christ speaking. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. You know, and similarly, we are told to associate or to not associate with parts of the body that cause division. In Romans 16, starting in verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. You know, the Common English Bible says 19, or translates 19 as, but I want you to be wise about what's good and innocent about what's evil. Those evil things shouldn't, we shouldn't have great knowledge of that because we're practicing it. That we should be innocent of those things. But you know, with this, with these requirements of removing those things that cause this body, this church to fall down, has it put us into the idea that we should be running around trying to cut off anything we don't see fit in this church. You know, it is critical, as we read in the scripture, that we are to remove those things that cause this body to suffer. That is key to helping this church grow continually, to continually rise above this world, to stay away from the fiery darts or the, you know, what Satan is throwing at us constantly. Well, Peter gave insight, great insight on this. 1 Peter, in verse 3, starting in verse 8. About how we can strengthen, continually strengthen this body. 1 Peter 3, and starting in verse 8. Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good, and let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. God placed us here. He will turn away from us if we aren't fulfilling his will in this manner. You know, God's desire is for this church to grow, is for his family to grow. That many do come, that many will come to this knowledge of Jesus Christ. So then I ask, what are we doing individually to help fulfill that? You know, to the righteous who stand before Christ at the beginning of his kingdom, he states in Matthew 25 and verse 37, if we'll return to there. Matthew 25, starting in verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, and these are the people on his right side, his right hand, not the goat. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, insomuch as you did to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. But we know to those who didn't fill that requirement, those on the left side, those that did not build up their brethren, Christ called them cursed. And they received the punishment of eternal death. So, brethren, this week, let's make sure we end up on that final time on the right hand of Christ, those that are blessed, that we are here learning how and practicing what Christ talked about in that, of ministering even the least of our brethren, so that we can, as Christ said, inherit the kingdom prepared for each of us.